The U.S. dollar extended its retreat this week as weak labor data, political uncertainty, and a sell-off in AI stocks weighed on sentiment, though progress toward ending the record 40-day government shutdown offered some relief. The Senate has advanced a bill to reopen the government, with final approval still pending. The shutdown has cost an estimated $15 billion per week and shaved 1.5 percentage points off quarterly GDP. Even with a resolution, the dollar's respite may be brief, as the return of official data could confirm labor market softness, reinforcing dovish Fed expectations. OIS markets now price a 66% chance of a December rate cut. Fed officials Moran and Daly both struck cautious tones, citing weak demand and limited inflation spillover. Meanwhile, President Trump's proposal to send $2,000 checks to citizens using tariff revenue faces skepticism over inflation and debt risks. In Europe, ECB officials highlighted easing inflation and balanced growth risks, with one major bank forecasting no rate change until mid-2026. In Japan, fiscal loosening under PM Takaichi and BOJ caution on tightening have kept the yen weak, though policy makers hint at a possible modest rate hike. Australia stands out with resilient data, consumer confidence surging to two-year highs, and steady business conditions supporting the Australian dollar, aided by strong commodities, undervaluation, and expectations the RBA will hold rates steady into mid-2026. Overall, global markets are in risk-on mode to start the week, propped up by U.S. political progress, easing European headwinds, and optimism around Asia-Pacific growth prospects. That's all for now.